Golden Shower, narrated by James Liam, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Golden Shower, by Kay. Conrad had drunk a lot of beer that evening, an awful lot of beer, and even though he was quite proud of his high alcohol tolerance, there are certain laws of nature which can't be ignored, not even in the Golden Rain Bar. What goes in must come out, for example. Conrad was standing at the back of what felt like the world's longest queue, parallel to an equally long queue of more or less drunken women who were waiting with growing impatience to get inside the promised walls of the ladies' toilet. Conrad was standing at the other end of the bar, far from his goal, far from relief. He could hardly count all the people standing in the queue in front of him, tapping their feet impatiently, while they waited for their turn. Perhaps I'm not as intoxicated as I thought, he thought. If they don't get their arse in gear, then the whole bar will soon be one big latrine, said a blonde guy who was standing ahead of him in the queue. He smiled brightly, but Conrad could, it was a strain. The man wasn't fidgeting any less than the others in the queue. The fuzz are standing outside and have already caught two people who are relieving themselves. No pardons. A £500 fine fucking stings. A woman standing in the queue just in front of them grinned spitefully at them. It's not on. Walking around and peeping like a couple of monsters, you know. Conrad sensed a slight jealousy of society's relative acceptance of the misdemeanors committed by men. He observed the woman more closely. She had turned back to face the front and was staring longingly at the dilapidated toilet door. She was pretty at both the first and second glance. She was biting her full, sensual bottom lip. She didn't seem wasted, just in good form. She turned towards Conrad again and smiled painfully at him. He couldn't help smiling back. She was exactly the kind of woman he'd have chosen to check out. Fine, curvaceous hips, a narrow waist, and good-sized breasts to round it off. Yes, just how he liked it. He imagined her laying naked on a clean, white sheet, twisting her nut-brown hair playfully around her finger. A shadow falls across her face, making her turn around to see where the shadow is coming from. His shadow. He stretches out his arm towards her, letting her index finger trace an invisible line down her milk-white throat down towards her breast. He caresses her pink nipple, touches her, feels how wet she is. The queue shuffled one step forward, pulling Conrad back to reality. Like pissing in the sea, he said half to himself. The blonde man in front of him moaned. Bad analogy. Conrad smiled apologetically. The woman in the other queue shook her head decisively and left the queue. Conrad looked at her, surprised when she came over with purposeful, if weary, steps. The queue is going nowhere. Let's go, she said. Conrad let himself be led by this determined woman, who introduced herself as Berit when they got outside. Her breathing was strained. I can't stand it there any longer. I need to go immediately or else I'm going to explode. Conrad nodded understandingly. But what are we going to do about it? The cops don't have anything better to do these days than to pick up drunkards doing their business on the streets. And everywhere else is closed, he objected. Berit dragged him down the street. We'll find an alley a bit further down, then one of us can keep an eye out while the other does the business. 5 minutes later, Conrad was standing in a dim back street,